It is quite incredible how a bus, a simple red London bus, can change your life. There were other reasons for why what happened, of course. I'm not saying that it was all about the bus, but the bus was pretty high on the list. Or, more accurately, the man sitting next to me on the bus. Here he is, right now, flicking through his Evening Standard, checking his cheap black watch, mere moments after uttering a sentence that, quite without his knowing, has had the most unexpected effect on me. It's like one of those moments in a cartoon, when a second of complete and total revelation hits an unenlightened fool. A moment in which they're bathed in a golden light from the heavens above, their face a picture of comfort, the only sound the chorus of a thousand angels. Of course, real life isn't quite like that. I'm on a crowded bus in the east end of London, for a start, and so the only thing I'm bathed in is an unpleasant mist of sweat and coughs. But it's still an epiphany, and I'm still smiling from what I've heard, smiling from what I've learnt. I start to wonder whether anyone else is feeling the same. So I sneak a chance to glance around, to see if one of my fellow passengers has been struck by the man's simple message, his message of hope and optimism, and all the things I hadn't realised I'd been losing sight of. But no one has. Not that I can see, anyway. That's okay, though. There's time for them. Because this man next to me, this man has changed everything.